We could all use a little nudge in the right direction. Helping you put a positive spin on your day, here's today's Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
If someone were to ask you where you lived, how would you respond? Would you give them directions? Would you tell them that you live near the Hess gas station? Would you give them your address? If you invited them over, would they meet Jesus when they arrived? You may be asking yourself, why would he ask me that question? It may seem like an odd question to ask, but would people find Jesus at home sitting on the throne of your heart when you invited them over? It's great that you go to church and fellowship with saints, but Jesus does not live in that building. It's a wonderful thing to attend conferences and to grow spiritually, but Jesus does not live at the conference. I asked a person the other day during a conversation they brought to me if they were a Christian, and they said, yes, I go to church. There are many today who believe that going to church makes them a Christian. There are many today who believe that Jesus' dwelling place is the building, the church they attend. They don't realize that he no longer dwells in tabernacles or temples. In Acts chapter 7, verses 44 through 50, it is written, "Our fathers had the tabernacle of witness in the wilderness, as he appointed instructing Moses to make it according to the pattern that he had seen, which our fathers, having received it in turn, also brought with Joshua into the land possessed by the Gentiles, whom God drove out before the face of our fathers until the days of David, who found favor before God and asked to find a dwelling place for the God of Jacob. But Solomon built him a house. However, the Most High does not dwell in temples made with hands. As the prophet says, what house will you build for me, says the Lord? Or what is the place of my rest? Has my hands not made all things?" Our fathers in the Old Testament had the tabernacle in the wilderness where God met with them. David wanted to build God a dwelling place, but the task was given to his son Solomon. However, God does not dwell in temples made with the hands of man. God dwells in his greatest creation. God dwells in that which he breathed the breath of life, you. God has chosen you to dwell in what he made with his hands, the most fitting place for him. He dwells in you. You are the temple of the living God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 16, it is written, "Do you not know that you are the temple of God and the Spirit of God dwells in you?" God's dwelling place is in your heart. Who will answer the door when we visit you? Who is answering the door as you interact with others today? These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Moment of Encouragement is a broadcast ministry of Tony Hare Ministries near Fayetteville and Dunn, North Carolina. To connect with Dr. Tony Hare, visit TonyHareMinistries.com for a blog and more. That's Tony, Hare with an E, Ministries.com. Join us again each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare on Christian 105.7.